Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaks My Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Now, this may have been a really petty, trashy thing to do, but I did it.
Okay.
I had a reason. And if you're protective of your house and your property and your space, I think a lot of people, I don't know, maybe you would have done the same thing. I could say that, yeah, I panicked a little bit, but I don't know how true that is. Now, the apartment I live in, it's great. I like where I live. It's been good to me. I have the corner unit, and it's quiet.
Okay.
Especially more so because I don't have neighbors on either side of me. The people that did live next door moved out a month ago, and it's been great, Breezy. I blast my music. I don't have to worry about being mindful
of how loud I am. You also had crazy neighbors. You had literally crazy neighbors.
Used to, yeah. Over the weekend, they were showing the empty apartment next door to me, a younger gentleman, and I felt a certain type of way about it, you know. And I ran into my building manager and this guy in the hallway, and she basically introduced me. It was like, hey, this is so-and-so. They're looking and interested in the apartment. I'm like, oh, great.
Nice.
Welcome.
You're so fake.
Instantly, I'm pissed because no, I just literally don't want neighbors. And nothing against this poor dude. You seem nice. I don't want neighbors. Not that I have any control over
that.
It's not my building.
You're not the property manager.
I feel like I'm going to be the old curmudgeon of a man when I'm older.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, I love to throw shoes at innocent kids riding their bikes past the house. Well, fast forward about 30 minutes or so, and I randomly bump into this dude outside my apartment.
Okay.
He says, hey, man, it was great to meet you. I said, yeah, you as well. He says, between us, the place is nice, but how do you like it? Have you noticed any problems? And I said, well, it's not the greatest.
You're the worst. No, you're the worst.
I said, sometimes it can just be super loud. And, you know, we've heard, you know, our vehicles have been broken into a handful of times.
Oh, my God, you did not.
Well, they have. It's extremely stressful.
First of all, it's been like 2 years. They put that gate up.
However, living in the city, you know, it does have its pros as well. I said, but walking distance to a lot of places is awesome. Just try not to do it alone when the sun goes down.
Oh, my God. You walk alone everywhere.
It can get really sketchy down here, which is not the case. It's not the case. And I just want to know if anyone has or would have done the same thing. I think I am a little traumatized because there was that couple that lived next door for about a year, and it was a horrible experience. And now I'm just so happy to not have anyone.
They were also in an extremely toxic relationship.
Big time. I mean, he was beating the crap out of people in there. Yeah. I don't own the building, and I get that, but I'm going to hold the fort for as long as possible. That's all I'm saying. Would anybody have done the exact same thing? Riddle me this. You're protective of your space. You love the environment you're in. There's a huge possibility someone comes in and messes all that up.
So you lied.
Well,
you lied.
The vehicles have been broken into.
You stretch the truth and admit it. See, it's so funny because I was having this conversation with my mom. Remember the house that I was going to buy in Canandaigua like last year?
Yeah.
When that first came to be, it was for sale for like $30,000. This was back in 1994, right, when I was born. And my mom was looking at it because, A, my mom likes to look at houses, and B, they were like, maybe an investment property? I don't know. It's so cheap. Whatever. The guy goes, you don't want this place. It's filled with snakes. It's covered in snakes. And my mom goes, oh, my God. She runs to her car. She's like, oh, my God, we can't buy that place. It's covered in snakes. My dad goes, so he just told you that so you wouldn't buy it?
Right. Okay, that's interesting.
Like, it wasn't the realtor. It was like someone else like looking at it that obviously wanted to buy it.
Julie says, Moose, I totally get protecting your peace, but messing with someone's decision to move in is not right. Julie, I understand that, and I thought about that. And, you know, what's done is done. My hands were literally tied. Mm-hmm. Derek from Webster, I have a neighbor right now who has a trampoline in their backyard, and the kids are screaming constantly. If they moved and someone asked me about the house, I'm probably not giving them a 5-star review. See, Ben says, Moose, this is why I live in a house apartments are great until you realize your happiness depends on who signs the lease next door.
Ben,
the same could be said for anyone who owns a house.
Please.
Have you ever?
And guess what? They're not. Their lease isn't coming up anytime soon.
Yeah. Have you not seen the documentary, The Perfect Neighbor?
Have you not been listening to the show for the past year?
We all know how that ended.
I mean, please.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.